Hello and welcome to Keys to the Game presented by Ally. I'm Tori Petrie along with Tim Twentyman and Mike O'Hara. Guys, we have another special guest this week. Last week it was Challenger the Eagle, and we have a former line, Dan Orlovsky. Pretty exciting. I think you might be able to give us a little more insight.
I don't think you're going to be able to live up to the Eagle. Sorry.
Pressure's heavy.
You know what? I feel short, old, and uninformed.
What else is new?
Well, we are honored to have Dan on with us here. We're going to talk about our keys to this game, Lions versus Ravens here today. Guys, what do you think the Lions need to do to win this game?
I'm going to start and make this easy and defer to Dan, but my key is there is no key. It's just play 60 minutes, play hard, play good, solid football, and don't get caught up in any of this stuff. Don't, you know, this is a good, strong, tough team. And you know what? At the end of the game, at the end of the 60 minutes, or if there's 10 minutes of overtime, we'll look back and say that was the key to the game, but nothing predicting going in.
Yeah, no key ahead of time. Mike just says we'll talk about the key after.
I'm going to defer to the expert.
We'll go to Dan. Dan, what's your key?
My key is this. Can the Detroit Lions defense suffocate Joe Flacco in a really struggling Baltimore Raven offense? And it'll do two things. It'll help to take a little bit of pressure off the Lions offense playing against the top four defense on the road, and then it'll come into a home crowd and take the crowd out of it. So it's really on the defense to shut down an offense that's been struggling for a long time now.
And my key is, when I look at these two teams, I see pretty similar 6-5 records, obviously in the playoff hunt. I think Baltimore's defense negates Lions' offense a little bit. Lions' defense negates Baltimore's offense, like Dan talked about, and how they've been down. And so, to me, it's all about the defense and the special teams in this one. And what I mean by that is, can they make a huge play? I think that's the difference in this game when two teams are really closely matched. You know, a big kick return, a sack fumble, a defensive touchdown. Look, Baltimore leads the league with 26 takeaways. The Detroit Lions right behind them with 19 turnover points. Baltimore's third. Detroit is fourth. And so, you know, I think one of those big-time plays, either on defense or special teams, is going to be the difference here. Two really good units both ways.
Yeah, my key lies in those takeaways. I mean, we've talked about these slow starts for the Lions the past couple of weeks and what needs to be done. A lot of the conversation this week has been, we just don't know what has been causing these slow starts. But part of it, one thing they have identified, is turnovers. The Lions have had a turnover in the first quarter of each of their first three games. And that's not a recipe for a fast start. And the Ravens are leading the league in takeaways, like you said, so that's something they need to watch out for here today.
Maybe that is my key to the game, but no, seriously, you know, Dan, you know this, the Ravens win on defense. They just try to beat you up on both sides of the ball, and to me, don't give into that. Just don't let them do it.
Yeah, I think you guys keep talking about turnovers, and that's always an issue. It's even a bigger issue on the road, right? So don't turn the ball over, but if you look at the Ravens, they win because of turnovers, and they don't have this offense that's going to go roll out 40 points on you, right? So keep it simple, keep it basic, and I know that's it's not necessarily what people want to hear, but protect the football, control the football, and then again, let your defense keep you in the game, and then your offense wins you the game in the fourth quarter.
You know, question for you too, Dan, how important is the run game for Detroit here too? You know, and being stubborn with it and having to do it because, you know, they get after the quarterback so much.
Stubborn's a good word for it, right? So you just want to be efficient. You're not looking to have 20 carries for 200 yards and be who you're not,
that's
right?
That's not what they are, yeah.
You just want to be efficient. Keep yourself into good second and third downs. Again, on the road, you don't want to be against a team that's forcing a ton of turnovers in 3rd and 8, 3rd and 9, 3rd and 10s. They get to take guys like Terrell Suggs and pin their ears back, and then Weddle roams in the back end and picks balls off. So be efficient on 1st and 2nd down with your run game to get yourself into good situations on 3rd down, and then your playbook's wide open.
And can I just ask one thing about Joe Flacco? He can go 4 for 18, 5 for 19, and all of a sudden, bingo, 60 yards. Don't let him throw deep.
Yeah, I mean, he's got big arm talent, right? And they've got some guys who can stretch the field vertically and make one play change the game. So, that's the whole theme of suffocate him. Suffocate him. Make Joe Flacco play as poorly as he's had for some stretches this year.
One last one from me. Freeney, what do you expect from him? You obviously have been around a while. You know him.
Yeah, I mean, he's a guy who's got a premier talent. He's got that spin move that has stood the test of time. So if he can come in and impact, not necessarily a sack, but impact, you know, a pocket 2 or 3 times, that has a big impact on the game and the outcome. So I wouldn't be surprised if he came out and somehow forced the 3rd down turnover, a big sack for the defense.
Well, guys, I think that might be the most insightful keys to the game we've had yet. Thank you, Dan, for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
All right, guys, for DetroitLions.com, Tim Twentyman, Mike O'Hara, and Dan Orlovsky, I'm Tori Petrie.